we're going to have Radio Parallax all the way up to election day, week, whichever. So Planetary Radio will be taking a back seat until after the election is done. It is 9 o'clock. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org, freeform radio from Northern California and beyond. Thank you for joining me today as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento independent music scene, a show where for the next 30 minutes I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. But before we dive into Sac Scene this week, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, I've got a little something to share with you that's happening here in Davis. It will be happening on Saturday, September 28th. It's the Watermelon Festival, which will be at the Melon Ball and the Rhine, which is the outdoor stage. The Melon Ball is the inside stage, and this will be happening over there at Watermelon Music. And I had heard some rumors about Watermelon Music, one of them that it was going to close, but to my surprise, I've learned differently. And maybe you already knew this by looking at the Davis Enterprise online. There was a street beat that came out not too long ago talking about Watermelon Music. And it's now going through a transformation. It's going to be a smaller version of what it was, but it's going to be done by employees. So the owner has sold, the employees have taken it up, and to fund this next important step, this is a benefit concert that will be happening on the 28th from 2 until 9 p.m. at 1970 Lake Boulevard in West Davis. I'll be getting a little bit more into that article as we listen to some of this music, or actually during those air breaks. So I'm going to start off with something from, oh gosh, one second as I change screens. I'm going to be starting something off with Synthesorio, and a song that I found quite enjoyable. Maybe you will as well. And let's just get this all rolling now for us as we go from one into the other. Thank you.
Is this suspicions are true at all points to you. I think maybe it's all in your head. Maybe it's all in your head.
Slide back in here. Yes, what we're listening to are artists who are going to be playing at Watermelon Festival, which is happening this Saturday, September 28th, over there at Watermelon Music. Watermelon Music is surviving. It is not closed. It's going to continue. They're still going to have music lessons there. I hear that they have, or as I've read, in the article that was in the Davis Enterprise, that they have, I believe it's 11. Yes, 11 music studios, which Olga Simmons is going to oversee. And she's one of the co-owners now in charge of renting those spaces out to music teachers who want to use them to give lessons. So I think that is pretty cool. They're also going to do a membership loan program in which it's created as an instrument library. And there'll be a membership in which then you can take a loan out, and that loan being an instrument, which might also help close the gap if you have somebody you know that's involved in a school music program that need to return their instruments for the summer session. So this will allow those individuals to continue to practice and play. Other things that I see in this article is... Yes, as I said, that the concert's going to be a fundraiser for Watermelon Music going forward. They are still looking for volunteers, as I understand. So if you would like to involve yourself in that, you might want to check out Watermelon Music online and see if you can contact the store through there. Usually the info at Watermelon Music, I believe that's what it is. So they're going to continue to have lessons, have a store, and a nonprofit, which will continue to act as a venue as well, which I think is pretty cool. Some of the artists that are going to be playing is Kat Gruvis. I'm going to mispronounce some of these names. A jazz trio, the Synthosaurs, who we had just heard, the Teds, On the Take is another band, Carte Blanche is also going to be playing, According to Bazooka, who we just heard, is going to be playing as well. So is Catalyst, who I will also be featuring today. Noise Violation is another one. Folk Music Folks is also going to be playing. Hello Awkward is also on the lineup, as well as Wet Reckless, Struggling Bus, and Ilby. So I think that is a pretty decent, cool lineup that will be happening at Watermelon Fest. That happens this Saturday, September 28th, over there at Watermelon Music. So just to catch you up on what we've been listening to, it was According to Bazooka, their song All in Your Head. And they are playing around the area as well, not just at the Watermelon Music, which will be happening at this Saturday, the 28th. And According to Bazooka, will be going on at 7:15. They also have a show at the Tabor Ranch Vineyard in Cape, which is just up the road here from Davis on your way out to Highway 20, if you go that back road out there. And also they will be at, that is Saturday Watermelon Music, Sunday the 13th. Of October, they'll be at the Tabor Ranch. Then on the 19th, which is also a Saturday in October, from 6:30 to 9:30, they'll be at J.J. Fitzer's Distilling, Business Park Drive in Sacramento. And if you're excited about seeing According to Bazooka, they will also be playing Friday night, this Friday, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Main Street Stage in Winters. So there's going to be a show out there if you'd like to catch them early, as well as at the Watermelon Music Fest. And we opened this up with Synthesorio and their song Tropicos. Let's get back into a little bit more music, and I will be back to talk a little bit more if you'd care to stick around. So here we go with a little bit more music from those that are going to be playing at the Watermelon Fest. Okay, slide back in real quick. Hopefully the music is low enough that you can hear my voice. I've got a public service announcement to play for you, and then I will be right back to catch you up on what we have been listening to.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
Yes, if you feel you're getting value out of KDVS Davis, yeah, maybe reach out to our fundraising director. So you may try to underwrite one of the shows here at KDVS Davis. Yeah, kind of like what they do at NPR, those other left of the dial radio stations who are not commercially driven. What we just heard was the song Utopian Dystopia from Catalyst. We had had them on the Earworms Garden not too long ago, this past summer session. And speaking of the Earworms Garden, today we are expecting the Sam Chase to give a call into the station and talk about some music he has written. He is not a fan of the of number 45, and we'll gladly let you know that. So I am interested to see what opinions he has to share and which music he would like us to share on his behalf as well. Catalyst is not only going to be playing at the Watermelon Music Festival on Saturday the 28th, they will also be playing at Full Belly Farm for the Hose Down Harvest Festival, which is happening on October 5th, starting at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. That is also in our area here in Davis. And let's see, I've got a few more, well, one more artist to share with you. That would be Kat Groovis. And if we have time after that, I'm going to play something brand new from Rainbow City Park, which they had just shared with me the other day. But before we get to that, just like to talk a little bit more of what is going on with Watermelon Music. They are going to continue to offer lessons. They're still going to have a store mostly focused in on stringed instruments, and then they are also going to be having a an instrument lending library, which does require a membership fee, in which then you can use instruments at your liking. A little different than what Music Landria had, but I think it is a great thing that they are doing here in Davis to make sure that there is still a music store here in town instead of having to go across the causeway to one of those other maybe more corporate style music shops that are not locally owned and operated. Again, the Watermelon Festival will be happening Saturday the 28th from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., two stages. They have a the indoor stage, the Melon Ball, which I believe holds at about 130 people. And then they have the Rhine, which is their outdoor stage. So it's great that they're still going to try to have people meet and be part of the music scene here in Davis. Most of the artists that are going to be playing are Davis-based. This one in particular, oh my gosh, Kat Groovis is a graduate of UCD Mechanical Engineering, which you can find out more on her website if you so do choose. But in the meantime, let's get that queued up and going for you, and then we're going to go into the Earworms Garden.
Thank you.
my apologies. I want to slide in here real quick before I forget. I want to thank Christian D'Souza for letting me know about this show at Watermelon Music and putting it on my radar. I have had a conversation via email with the co-owners of Watermelon Music over the last couple days. Going to try to get them on the Earworms Garden to talk about the Davis music scene and how they're here to support that. Hopefully we'll get that sometime down the road here during the fall session. Other than that, let's return to the music. And again, Christian, thank you very much. Quick and let you know also that Cat Groovus is not only going to be playing at Watermelon Music this Saturday, the 28th from 2 to 2:45, but you can also catch them playing on Saturday, October 12th from 4:15 to 4:45 at People's Beer Fest 24, which will be happening at Oak Park Brewing Company here in the Sacramento region. They're also going to be playing down in Concord, part of Creative Concord, which will be happening at Sylvia Pachenko Square. That will be happening on Sunday, October 6th. And then they'll be on the 9th of November, getting out there a little bit, from 6 until 8 p.m. They're also going to be in Redwood City at the Odd Fellows as part of Meeting of Acoustic Women. Up next is the Earworm's Garden. And before we get to that, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, I have the Sam Chase on the phone with me now, who's going to be our guest today. So I would like to welcome him to the Earworm's Garden, where we're going to dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. I'm your host, Muse, and today we have the Sam Chase. Sam, you want to give a brief introduction and why we're going to be talking today?
And express some views that have nothing to do with the views of the radio station or the University of California or perhaps anybody outside of, you know, this little conversation right here.
And that you and I will be having.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. So earlier today, we had Radio Parallax on, which Douglas Everett is very much a supporter of the blue wave as opposed to the red tide, and has really no love for number 45. You have written a song in which you also, you're being very kind about it, but also that, you know, got to get back to work and, you know, this person is still the biggest a-hole out there, which I think Douglas Everett had also said in his programming, his program that we aired earlier this morning. Do you want to?
Let's just put it this way.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Regardless of people's political leanings or perhaps, you know, how what you may want from a presidential administration, whether you adhere to a party system or not, there are certain truths that I think are universal.
Okay.
And my goal in this song is to, you know, yeah, get people motivated to get back to work and, you know, to do the things that need to be done in order to make a better country for everyone and for the world. But the universal truth in this song is that whatever your political leanings, perhaps we can all agree that